Welcome to this episode of the Scleroderma Foundation Southern California Chapter's The Sclerosun Podcast. My name is Emmanuel Munda. I am the Community Development Manager here at the Foundation, and we have a great show. We're going international today. We're actually gonna cross the pond over to the UK and bring in our wonderful guest. I'll talk about her more later, but first, some foreign announcements. So we're staying diligent in what the CDC, the National Foundation Office, as well as our local governments are doing and advising. As you know, in Southern California, there's been a ramp up in COVID cases again. We're hoping to get that under control. So please be safe. Vaccinate if you can, please. But there are still things that we are going to for sure do because we can do it online. It's a great option now that we learned from last year. So the best way to get our updates is make sure you go onto our Facebook page. That is the easiest place where we put our updates or any big announcements. And it goes up quickly rather than having to code it and put it up on the website. It goes straight to our Facebook page, as well as our Instagram. That's facebook.com/sclerodermasocal. Same thing on our Instagram, sclerodermasocal. So just look for us there. So let's see. So we have definitely for sure two great events coming up at the end of the year that are both virtuals. So the first one will be our Bark for a Cure. We're bringing it back. We're bringing back the our calendar photo costume contest for pets, Dr. First, for pets. So, you know, get your animals in the costume, take a picture of them and upload them. We'll give you guys the website later. We're going to kick it off in September, go on to the first week of November so we can, you know, have some new pictures from Halloween, because I know you guys are dressing up your pets. I don't know if my hamster is going to be in it this year, but we'll see. But yes, last year was an extreme success, and we raised a lot of funds for the foundation, and we got to see a lot of cute animals, which is awesome. Let's see what else is happening. Oh, in December, we'll also be doing our second annual foundation celebration. It's going to be a great program again. And we're going to be honoring some of our scleroderma warriors this year. And we've had so many. And, you know, I know everybody's working their butts off at the office. And a lot of our volunteers are also getting out there and raising the awareness and raising funds. And speaking of funds, we're still raising funds for the... Well, the stepping out, it's still open. The virtual stepping out is still open. Scleroderma.org/SoCal stepping out. You can still watch the program there. There's great performances by Justin Klunk, Eric G, our wonderful magician Lou Serrano is there. We'll be posting those videos separately as well too on the Facebook page and on our YouTube. So just, you can watch the program there and then donate and, you know, still raise funds. We're at about 40,000 there right now, which is great. And it's going to our programs. And speaking of programs, we will also have September 17. 18. And Tina's handling. Is it 18th? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. It's 18. September 18th. Correct me. September 18th is our virtual patient education day. And the cool thing about doing something virtual nowadays is that we can get speakers from all over the country. They don't have to come all the way down to California and, you know, and get a hotel and show up and speak. So we're going to have some great speakers. We'll keep you posted on that. We'll be making some announcements coming up soon. And one of our speakers is our guest. So Lynn Stableski, I got your name right? Stableski.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
is a scleroderma warrior who lives in New Forest, England, and is a successful entrepreneurial businesswoman. Lynn's determination not to be defined by scleroderma has led her to become an ambassador for the Charles Wolfden Center and is actively part of SRUK, Scleroderma Research UK. Lynn is also an author and public speaker who reached the semifinals at the Venus Awards and Influential Women of the Year. She'll be talking about her book as well, too. And in 2015, and is the creator of the Facebook pages, Scleroderma and Cosmetic Procedures, as well as STEM Face Stem Cells for Facial Scleroderma. That's a lot. With an activist interest in wildlife conservation. You saw her there. The camera just switched to her because she was laughing. All right, we're going to be making you laugh a lot more, I hope. T, Tina. You better have some funny questions. All right. So she's here. She's here today, and we also have my lovely co-host and an interviewer, our wonderful patient services. I spent so much time trying to remember my position that it's hard for me to remember. Patient services director, Tina Berger. I'm going to hand it off to her right now so she can get going with the interviews. Tina.
Thank you. Thank you, Lynn, for visiting us all the way from the UK today.
Welcome. Welcome.
I always tell everybody that the one great thing that's come from the pandemic is all these wonderful relationships that we have built over the last year and a half, and you're one of them. And I like to tell people how I even was able to connect with you. And that was that so many people were coming to me saying, you know, we would love you to have somebody speak about cosmetic procedures and scleroderma. It's a topic that comes up all the time, and we have so many questions. And then I was told about your page, and I went to the page and I sent you an instant message, and I introduced myself, and you responded quickly and told me that you would love to talk with me. And we set up a Zoom meeting. And from there, we talked for quite some time. I really enjoyed our conversation. And not only did she agree, but she agreed also to be one of my speakers at our virtual patient education day on September 18th. So I really appreciate that. And I always say that it doesn't matter where we're from, we're here to support people with scleroderma near and far. And that's what we've been able to accomplish with someone like you all the way from the UK. So we greatly appreciate your time today. And we are very thankful for your part in our Patient Education Day. And a lot of people are looking forward to being educated on this particular area. So thank you.
You're welcome. Welcome. Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
You're welcome. Yeah. So I wanted to start by a little of your background. What was going on in your life? When were you actually diagnosed? What was going on with your life that prompted the diagnosis of scleroderma?
Yeah. So I was living in London at the time. This was in probably 2000, the year of the millennium. And I was living in London, had a pretty hectic job, hectic social life, and I would call myself healthy. Fitness, exercise, good job. And then suddenly I just didn't feel myself. And the main thing was the fatigue, that awful fatigue, which I'm sure a lot of other scleroderma patients could relate to. I thought, just rest a bit and it'll go away. But then the fingers started swelling and, we're so sensitive, couldn't hold a kettle. And I think the final straw was when it was a New Year's Eve and I got up to do a dance, do a dance as we normally do. And I had to sit down. I thought, what the heck, what's going on? So went to the GP. I suppose it wasn't a lot known in those days, so it was run the test, but in those days they didn't do antibodies or connective tissue tests, which I believe they do these days. And so it was INHS, and then I went to go and see a private rheumatologist, and even he wasn't sure. But then Professor Black at the time was doing research, so I was referred privately again. And she's now Dame Professor Carol Black. She diagnosed me immediately, clinically, obviously, and that was that. So, life changed.
How long did it take you to get that diagnosis, approximately?
A couple of months. Took quite a while, and they'd probably been there. On reflection, that was probably been going on for a while, but it just sort of boom, suddenly hit me and got the diagnosis. And then it was, straight onto the, what we have in England is iloprost and, the medications and that at the time. Mm-hmm. But again, they didn't do the antibodies in those days. So it was a case of, but they did know, I was diagnosed with diffuse systemic scleroderma. So, and then, got put onto a ward with other scleroderma patients. So, a big change.
Yeah, so that absolutely. Was in
January. Yeah, January 2001. So we're talking 20 years now.
Yeah.
That I've, and when I was first diagnosed, it was, you know, so bad. My whole skin was pretty affected and was sort of so red that the drugs I was on at the time, which was MMS, Salcept, wasn't doing anything. So I was referred for a Stalcem transplant, which bone marrow they called it in those days. But then in those days, they didn't have all the sort of the tests that are available now to check if your heart's okay in such depth. And it was a case of, you know, some of the patients then unfortunately weren't making it because of
you know,
the limited experience. And Professor Black at the time, Carol Black, and I discussed it. And so I said, I was only young, I was only in my 30s. And I said, I don't know, what would you do? So she said, well, I would probably go halfway, which was cyclophosphamide, which is what I did do. And that helped tremendously. It really made a huge difference. You know, took that awful redness and swelling. And then I got septicemia from a Hickman line. So we had to stop the treatment. Yeah. So, and then it's just on various immunosuppressants and nothing now. Just on hydroxychloroquine is the only one that I'm on.
Well, that's a big difference from where you started. Quite a difference. And and I think it's good for people to hear that things sound like they were very, very aggressive in the beginning, that you had a lot of skin involvement, a lot of thickening, and you went on some pretty aggressive therapies and you had some rough times, even some pretty major side effects. But look at where you are today. You're on a handful, if even that, of medication. You're on and you're doing quite well. Correct?
Absolutely. I'm just kind of like dealing with the damage now.
Yeah.
And obviously, you know, I go in for iloprost, which is the vascular dilator, and I'm on the usual because the antibody I have is the one for the renal failure. And, you know, as you know, the sort of, if a renal failure is going to happen, it usually happens in the early stages. So I'm now out of that danger zone, but I also have overlap myositis as well. So I was dealing with that.
That's a tough one too.
A very challenging thing here. And yeah, at the time they only gave me 5 years, you know, and I think in those days, that's all they did. You know, you got 5 years and yeah, they didn't know a lot about it. You know, it was really, tragically, you know, and as I said, 20 years later and here I am, obviously I've got the sort of physical challenges, you know, I've been left with the hands, but, you know, just went for everything that was, that, you know, just to try and improve my life as much as I can. But as the myositis is a tough one.
Yes, agree. And again, many people can identify with you. It's so common to have these overlaps and it's so common to be told 5 years. And I believe that Emmanuel and his wife were in the same boat when she was told. And so it's nice, especially when we have new families come on to see somebody that's now lived with this, you know, over 20 years and continuing to go strong. And that we know that it's important for you to continue to get those tests just in case things start to change, your doctors can react quickly. So it's wonderful. And again, hence the reason you are a scleroderma warrior.
Oh, thank you. And the other thing, Tina, if I could add, if I may, the soft tissue calcinosis is actually my main issue. That's the calcinosis. So again, currently doing research on that at the Royal Free Hospital in London as I speak. So I'm involved in that as well, you know.
And that's great.
Donating my skin and my blood and yeah, because that's a tough one. But you know, the good thing is they're looking at, you know, they're trying to find out what causes it and, you know, and then hopefully some sort of treatment, because that's a tough one for me. Because you know, then it goes into ulcers and then it's a whole spiral.
Correct. For many, and an area that has been very hard to treat. So I hope that this is something that becomes successful and reaches the US and it can be something that we can continue to do out here. So keep us posted on that research, okay?
Certainly, absolutely, yes.
I thought I'd ask a little bit about the two Facebook pages that were created for cosmetic procedures and also the stem cell therapy and what prompted these pages.
Sure. Okay. I'm ready. Okay. So you want to know what prompted me to do them, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay. So the first one was the stem face one, which is to do with stem cells to the face, stem cell transfers. In other words, a fat transfer to the face. And I was working with Professor Peter Butler, and it had just been after I'd been in Professor Peter Butler. He's the leading plastic surgeon, who is the scleroderma plastic surgeon, who had an interest in the facial changes in scleroderma patients. So he then presented it, and nano study. So it wasn't just for scleroderma at the time, it was for, you know, armed victims of war with all these scar tissue, the armed forces, or anybody who'd had cancer patients, you know, from radiation who were left with scar tissue. And this had become a passion of his. So he invited me to speak to with him at Downing Street. So our Downing Street is equivalent to your White House. And that was with the Chancellor and the Prime Minister at the time speaking about nano. He was speaking about it. Obviously, he's a surgeon, but he invited me to come along as a patient with that. And then through that, he then, by then I'd already had a few of the stem cell transfers, fat transfers to the face anyway, to for the fibrosis and the tightness of my skin with scleroderma.
So then, two things come out of it, right? Two things. One, it brings back aesthetically pleasing look, but it also gives something back that a lot of people with scleroderma lose when scleroderma causes the thickening and hardening, and even around the jaw, it makes it even easier for the mouth opening, correct?
Yes, and we did studies on all of that, surveys, which is what he wanted to do. So he knew that it worked, we know that it worked, but he just, like anything, science, you have to prove it. So he asked me if I'd like to be involved with it, and I said yes, and to go ahead to get to do the actual studies on this. But so to open up a focus group, he calls it, and obviously it was Facebook. So it's quite
wonderful.
Facebook and face stem cells.
And so, it's taken off since then, correct?
It has. It's the stem, and we called it stem face. And it's, we started off with like, I don't know, five people, and it grew and grew. And then I sent out surveys, and I was, you know, doing it for him. It wasn't his thing to go and do all of that. So he was doing all the stem cells. I was just doing the, you know, trying to help get the patients and that, get the surveys done. And
now there's active clinical trials, but they were sort of put on hold because of the pandemic,
correct? Because I've had a few, but over the years. But I have to emphasize, it's not like a quick fix. And I want to say that at this stage, that, you know, I had my, the first fat transfer to the face was done, goodness, over 10 years, you know, probably more like 13 years ago. Yes. You know, and then it had, and then it's something that gets repeated. So I probably had another one after about 9 months, and then a year and another year, because it's stem cells, it's fat, it grows, and it's got to take time to grow. So only about a third of them remain. So you lose the other two thirds. And then, you know, again, you have another loss, so sort of layering effect. And so he wanted to do the studies for this. So we have done ahead, we got the funding, we applied for the funding, and I'm Professor Chris Denton, the scleroderma expert on our side of the world. He's involved on the committee. I'm plus the scientists, of course, and obviously led by Professor Peter Butler. And then I'm my role is as the expert patient on stem cells to the face.
That's wonderful. And you're going to be talking about this in detail during your talk in our at our virtual patient education day.
Correct. Yes, indeed.
Yes. Absolutely. And so I don't want to give too much away of it, because I do want people to understand more when it comes to that. But everybody knows that one of my favorite words is vetted. And it's really important that the information that we're sharing is vetted. And you and I have talked about that. And this is backed by a researcher, and it is in clinical trial phases. And it's something that you're going to bring to the table when we have our talk. Go ahead.
As I said, we're still in the process. We've done one paper, which has been published. But then, you know, COVID, like anything else, everything was put on the back burner. So slowly,
agreed.
Slowly.
Understand. Yeah.
Yeah.
We look forward to hearing more about that. And again, we have so many people asking about the facial changes because of scleroderma. Are cosmetic procedures safe? And which ones and why sometimes they don't seem to take the same? And these are things that everybody seems to talk about on your page. Can you talk a little bit about that page too?
Yeah, so that's called the cosmetic procedures for scleroderma patients. And Misty Rushting, a fellow scleroderma warrior patient who was well known in the Facebook circles, actually approached me and asked me if I would be interested in, with my sort of experience in that, the cosmetic stuff and the stem cells in creating a page. So I thought, okay. and then I did that. And then sadly she passed away. So I'm sort of created it and continue it and everything else. And it's growing and growing. I think we've got pretty much almost 2,000 members on there, which is
wonderful.
Great to see.
Yes,
and
it is.
To show what a big, you know, concern it is for scleroderma patients. Yeah.
Yes. It's handled very well. I think you answered the questions beautifully. I love the before and afters people post. And I think they're very important questions that you're able to address as well.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So that's what we've got. Those are the two sites sort of running at the moment. Yeah.
Great. And I really appreciate that we're going to be talking about both of those during your talk in September.
Yeah, definitely. Yes.
Great. Well, I really appreciate it. I always ask these types of questions, and Emmanuel goes into the more fun facts about Lynn. So I want to thank you. We can't wait to have you. And again, we so thank you having this big difference in time right now, 8:30 our time, and what is it,
4:30. 4:30. But it's summer, and oh my goodness, it's so hot. We're not used to that here.
Yeah, I can imagine. Well, we really appreciate it. Maybe one day we'll meet in person, but for now, I thank you for your time, and I am going to hand you over to Emmanuel, and we're going to find out a little bit of fun facts about you.
Yeah.
Yay, fun facts.
Hi, Emmanuel.
Hi, can you hear me fine?
Yeah.
I just had to make sure I turned on my microphone. I turned it off so you don't hear me going through the cards in the background. All right, this is 5 questions in 5 minutes. All right, you ready?
It's 5 minutes in for one question.
No.
Better get my thinking cap on. Okay, shoot.
Okay, you ready?
Uh-huh.
All right, here we go. 5 minutes. 5 questions and go. All right. What is the best piece of advice you've ever been given?
Ooh, be yourself. Be yourself. And I know it sounds quite cheesy. Look on the bright side of life. Never give up hope. That is the best. Never give up hope.
Nice. Yeah.
Is that Monty
Python? And that's
what's
kept me going. To be honest, I'm always looking for improvements, no matter how tiny they are. Yeah.
I love
that's
it.
That's awesome. All right. Who are your heroes in real life?
Oh, gosh. I think first of all, the COVID or the frontline workers for COVID, most definitely. The way that they carried on, you know, the medical staff, frontline workers from all nurses, carers, shop workers, those kind of things that kept us going. Those are my heroes.
That's awesome.
And yeah.
All right. If you could be guaranteed one thing in life besides money, what would it be?
Good health and happiness. Good health and happiness.
Okay, you get two. It's
well, actually, happiness, because you know, the point is being unhappy and you're healthy, you got to be happy. So, yeah. Healthy. And
you had an anniversary yesterday, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. My wedding anniversary, indeed. Yes.
Congratulations. How long?
Congratulations.
Has it been?
Oh, thank you. Thank you. 18 years yesterday. 18 years. And the beauty about that is my husband met me with scleroderma. So I'd been diagnosed for about 2 years when we met. Yeah.
Beautiful.
So. That's beautiful. A hero right there. I can't.
You know what? I was going to actually add him as the hero. And I thought, oh, maybe that's a bit cheesy.
No, it's not.
So I just think of it. Yes, he's
we've
my
seen the
hero.
Worst and we've seen the best of what scleroderma does to marriages. And,
yeah.
And
he is my hero. If I have to say that, I would add him as my hero. Definitely. Shout out to my husband, Carol. Yeah.
Yeah. Yay. Also figure out the volume on your laptop. That's awesome.
Yes.
All right. What is your favorite gadget?
My cell phone. My cell phone, if you can call it a gadget. Yeah.
I think that's almost everybody's.
Is that allowed?
That's allowed. It's several gadgets in one. So, yeah.
Well, at least it's not the TV remote.
Yes.
I'll keep that for my husband. Yeah. This is definitely the TV remote. Yeah.
All right. Last question. You still have 2 minutes. This is great. All right. What do you consider your greatest achievement?
Okay, my greatest is writing a novel, writing a book with my scleroderma hands. Yeah, because I unfortunately been left with the scleroderma hands. So I just show you, they can't open with ulcers and all. And I wrote a book with my thumbs. I didn't use fancy gadgets, talking into it and that. I just, yeah, and attended the classes. To me, that's my biggest achievement.
And tell us a little bit about your book, because it does something special, right, when somebody buys it?
Absolutely. So, you know, we all say in life, well, I certainly did, not everybody, you know, but I've heard it, you know, coming from Africa, you know, the lifestyle there. Oh, I should write a book. You should write a book. You know, and I remember my late father, he would say, yes, I want to write a book, So, but we never get to do it. And I certainly didn't while I was pre-scleroderma days. And so I finally achieved it. And here it is, my book called Prize Winner, Danger and Passion on Safari. This is my copy, so it's a bit obviously torn in that. And there it is there, the poster. it says, why not buy a book from an author with scleroderma? But that is my biggest achievement, yeah. And it's even though it's a novel, it's based on my true life experience when I was living in Africa. It's about danger and passion and just a bit of fun and escapism. That's my proudest moment and achievement, yes.
And a portion of the sales goes to...
Absolutely. So a portion of the sales go to two people. That's SRUK, the Scleroderma Research, United Kingdom, for their research in scleroderma, which is going to help us, everybody worldwide. And then the other one is the Charles Wolfden Center, which is the center where, again, Professor Peter Butler is created for the stem cells for the face.
That is awesome. I mean, any way to put in to looking for a cure for scleroderma, I think it'll relieve many people.
Absolutely. And it's for everybody, because I wanted to do a book that wasn't just for scleroderma patients, but for, you know, people, anyone to read. So that's why it's about, you know, danger and passion on safari. So it's got a little bit of everything. And I'm writing my second one, so... Yeah,
well,
I'm
onto
the
second.
A follow-up. Absolutely, that's the plan, and I've created a blog as well. So, putting out short stories and that. So,
what's the name of your blog?
It's called Diamond Drama Diaries. So, that's
Google that, everybody. find the blog. We'll also be putting the link in the Facebook description as well as the YouTube description to the book. So please click support.
Yeah, it's available on Amazon. My website, I took it down because of COVID, so I don't presently have a website as yet. But the book is available on Amazon worldwide. Just Google my name and you'll find it.
Where else can people follow you?
Oh, Facebook on my name, Lynn Stableski, and Instagram, actually. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. I'm not very active on that, but certainly Instagram and Facebook, yeah.
Thank you so much, Lynn, for joining us. I know it's late over there, but it's really early over here. At least for me. 8 o'clock is like usually when I brush my teeth. So
you're most welcome. So that's about the time difference, but it's fine.
And yeah, we look forward to hearing you speak at our Patient Education Day on September 18th. I just look forward to hearing more about what you're doing with the research and just being part of it and being part of this awesome and great community and being now our international part of this community, even though we're here in Southern California. We just thank you and appreciate you.
It's such a pleasure to do this. It really is. And to connect with you on the other side of the pond. I really enjoy it. And thank you for reaching out to me, Tina.
Oh, yeah. It's our absolute pleasure, Lynn. We're so appreciative of your time. And I love the example that you set. And I'm so happy that we've connected with you. And I look forward to a long-lasting relationship. So we want to thank you for your time. And we are really looking forward to hearing more from you during our Patient Education Day. So thank you for everything.
Fantastic. Thank you. And I look forward to being your guest speaker. Okay, guys.
Thank you, Lynn. And for those of you guys listening to this on your favorite podcast platforms, as well as on YouTube or Facebook, be sure to follow us on all our social media. Usually it's under Scleroderma SoCal. Also, if you're listening to this on anchor.fm, if you want to support, you can support for as little as $1 a month. And that will help keep this broadcast coming along. This is part of our educational program here at the Scleroderma Foundation, Southern California chapter. And it's less formal than being in a lecture hall, and we get to learn about our speakers more and about the scleroderma community. So please support. We look forward to seeing you in our live events, hopefully very soon. And thank you all for watching the Sclerosun podcast. Good night.
Yay.